Allowing the attention to come into the sitting. Taking good care of posture as you feel the need. Noticing the sounds coming and going. Feeling the breathing. Setting intentions for practice, a spirit of welcome. Short poem by John Aston can help us with this, I think. It's called The Innkeeper. Everything is welcomed here. The innkeeper refuses no visitors, but beckons all to enter. Every thought, every sensation, everything that appears and then disappears, all are invited to the dance, this endless play of emptiness, loving form, and wave, loving sea. And so today we're going to work with a little bit of water analogy. As we continue our practices with the hindrances, loving the wave, loving the sea, or if you prefer, the clear forest pool of Ajahn Chah or a lake. As you sit here in these first moments, settling into practice, bringing that spirit of welcome to the front of the mind, to the intentions, to the aspirations. Whatever hindrances may be showing, can we welcome them at the door? Be friendly towards them. Recognizing that when we resist the hindrances, then they are indeed hindrances to our mindfulness. When we welcome them, they become doorways, openings to our practice, to being here, to being with things as they are, with an open heart. And so with these curious and friendly intentions in mind, bringing forth in your mind's eye an image of a lake, or if you prefer the sea, an expanse of water, maybe it's a pond, whatever works for you. A body of water held by the earth. Noticing that when the water is perfectly still and flat, it has the qualities of a mirror, reflecting whatever shows up, reflecting accurately whatever shows up. And we may have moments like this in our practice. If your body of water, though, right now has got kind of a significant color to it, maybe it's not even a blue or a green color, it's red or yellow or brown, it may be reflecting some kind of wanting going on. There's a filter, the filter of desire, simply knowing it. If you're feeling caught up in aversion right now, your body of water may be quite bubbling. You may feel quite embroiled. There may be heat, bubbling, churning of your body of water. Knowing that, if your body of water is looking pretty murky, covered in algae, maybe there's sloth here, working back and forth with these images. What is our experience? What does our lake, our body of water, look like? And if you're experiencing restlessness, worry in body, mind, heart, then it's like a wave across the water, and the waters may be choppy, rippled, very wavy perhaps. Knowing that, and if the mind is caught up in uncertainty, doubt, I don't know how to practice, I don't get this practice, what is this practice, why am I doing this practice, that kind of mind state, caught up in doubt, then your body of water may look quite muddy, almost even like quicksand. And that too can be known. And so sitting here with an image of a lake, a body of water in your mind's eye, however it is, allowing yourself to become one with the lake. As we sit here at home, you might care to do this lying down. Let the image of the body of water help you hold whatever energies are showing. Wanting, aversion, sleepiness, restlessness, doubt. To hold those energies with openness, with compassion, and with equanimity, knowing that rough waters, stirred up waters, always settle with time. Using the lake image alongside with the sense of sitting here, perhaps with breath and body as a whole. Or a more single-pointed awareness on breathing, whatever feels appropriate for you. noting the play of the various energies of your own mind and heart, using the body of water to help you. Noticing and experiencing the moments of complete stillness when both reflection and water are completely clear. Enjoying those without clinging. Using the image of the lake, the body of water, as a way to frame your experiences and really knowing, recognizing, allowing whatever your experiences are, feeling them through the body. Let the image be simply a frame. Don't get lost in the image. Feel your experiences as they show. trying on seeing the surface of the water, whether discolored, coated with algae, bubbling, blowing, rippling, murky, whatever that surface may be, as just how it is to be a body of water, of having a surface that can move. It's not personal. Essential quality of being a lake, essential qualities of being human, being human. And so too, can we try on not identifying with the surfaces of the lake, the surfaces of our human moments, and go beneath the waters. So a few feet under any body of water, no matter how rough, how murky, there'll be clearness, there'll be stillness, softly undulating. Noticing this. And you may find having the awareness spacious, breath and body as a whole, perhaps even including sounds, as helpful in connecting beneath these surface experiences. Just lake being lake, water being water, human being human, conditions coming and going. using this imagery to help us not identify with the content of our thoughts, our feelings, even our body sensations. Noticing the vast reservoir of awareness just below the surface of the noticing mind. If you're feeling identification with any hindrance, any experience, experimenting with noting, this is not I, this is not mine, this is not myself, and noticing what happens. Trying this on with any experiences that show not to push away, but rather to appreciate the conditionality of whatever's showing. William Butler Yeats reminds us, we can make our minds so like still water that beings gather about us, that they may see, maybe, their own images, and so live for a moment with a clearer, perhaps even with a fiercer life because of our quiet. Remembering that we practice not just for ourselves, but for all the beings whose lives we touch, and for the planet itself.